Today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/ghost. That's ZipRecruiter.com/ghost.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. You can call in 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to share your ghost story with us. You can also write it on the website, realghoststoriesonline.com, or even email your audio file to us, Tony, T-O-N-Y, at Real Ghost Stories Online. Multiple ways to get your ghost stories to us. Tony and Jenny Brewski joining you once again. Oh, there you are.
I'm here.
No, now they can hear you.
Hi.
And how are you this fine day?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing lovely. It's cold again. Mm-hmm. Snowed. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, just a dusting though. But the dustings have a big impact here.
They do.
Where you can't like drive because you do car skiing, which is fun. Has anyone ever tried that? Like literally put like skis on a car? I suppose it's like snowmobiling in a much larger form because that's kind of what a snowmobile is. It's a vehicle on skis.
I don't know that anybody's ever done that. That wouldn't be real easy to do.
Or safe. for another thought. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. I want to let everybody know that this weekend is a free digital audiobook weekend. What that means is if you sign up for a new yearly subscription for EPP subscription to Real Ghost Stories Online on our website, ghostpodcast.com, I will give you a free e-copy of our book emailed directly to you.
Okay.
So you can, if you read it on devices, whatever it may be, you get the PDF version essentially of our book, Real Ghost Stories, Haunting Encounters Told by Real People. So you've been sitting there thinking about, I think I want to do that yearly membership and help support the show. Or maybe you're not an EPP anymore, but want to be go back and be one. This is a good weekend to do it with a yearly EPP subscription. Just sign up. And then shoot me an email saying, hey, I just renewed for the year. Can I get that copy? I will then send that to you. So will you email Tony, T-O-N-Y, at realghoststoriesonline.com after you do that. And I will get that out to you right away. So the e-copy of that, electronic, by the way, is what E stands for, we'll get that out to you. So check that out. And take advantage of it. That's this weekend only. It's starting essentially now, all the way through Monday morning, if you will. So if you sign up, let me know, and we'll get you that copy. 855-853-4802, our number. Hi, let's go to a caller.
Hi, Tony and Jenny. My name is Brandy. I'm calling from Austin area in Texas. I've called a couple times before. I wanted to give you another two experiences that I had about 10 years ago. I want to start off by letting you know I'm not a religious person. I believe in God personally. I believe in a higher power. I believe in spirits, clearly. But I don't go to church. I don't read the Bible. I don't practice any specific religion. About 10 years ago, I was planning a surprise birthday party for my best friend, and he had a friend that I had met very shortly, really quickly, maybe once or twice, but we never had a chance to hang out. So this day was our first day to actually meet up, hang out. We were getting ready to set up for our mutual friend's birthday party. So we had to go to the grocery store. So we went to the grocery store, did what we had to do. We were pulling out of the parking lot, and across the street in a second story window was this, it's really hard to explain and it might sound silly, but it was kind of like a reflection, but it was like a glare, but it looked like a silhouette. It was the strangest thing. But immediately, without even blinking, I nonchalantly said, "Hey, it's Jesus." And I kind of pointed my finger a little bit, and right away my friend Joey said, "I see it too." So we were both watching it, and as I turned out of the parking lot, it didn't change at all, and then it was gone. So, needless to say, we were both kind of freaking out a little bit. I mean, it was exciting, but it scared me, honestly. I thought it meant I was going to die. So, I called my mom that day, and I was freaking out. She was watching my son for me, who was, you know, a little baby at the time. He was probably 3 months old. I called her freaking out, like, oh my gosh, I'm never going to see you guys again. I just saw Jesus. So, my friend Joey and I, to this day, call each other our Jesus watcher. So, it definitely left a lasting impression on him as well. So another time, around the same time frame, my son was still a baby. I was in a tough spot. We lived in an apartment, just the two of us. It was a nice apartment. I was lucky enough to be able to get like affordable housing or whatnot, but it was still stressful times. You know, I single mom, have a baby, have to work full time, whatnot. So I was putting him to bed one night, and in his room, I had a rocking chair in the corner, and I had one of those tall stand-up lamps right behind it. It was off, and I was sitting in the chair, and I was rocking my son, trying to get him to go to sleep. And I was sitting there, and I was stressing out, kind of driving myself batty, worrying about, you know, money and living situation and not being able to spend time with my baby and et cetera, et cetera. So I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, it was like there was this bright light shining from behind me. And it was so prevalent that I literally turned around twice to look and see if the lamp was on. It was just like this light. And when that happened, I got this extreme sense of peace that just like came over me like a blanket. And never experienced anything like that before, and I haven't since. But it was pretty intense, and it was amazing. Not sure if you guys have had any stories similar to that or not. I haven't heard anything that's really religious-y. I don't know how, for lack of better words. I haven't heard any stories that are kind of like that. So if you guys have an opinion on the matter, that'd be great. If not, I hope you at least enjoy the stories. They're pretty cool, and I enjoy telling them because it was a unique experience. So anyways, you guys are doing a great job. I know you hear it all the time, but nobody's lying to you. You guys have a great show, and I love your rapport with each other. Obviously, you guys got to have one if you're married, but you guys are great. So keep it up, and I will continue listening. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
You know, I wonder, even if it weren't actually Jesus that she saw mm-hmm. or was there in the apartment with her, I think something's looking out for her, just trying to be a calming presence.
Sure. And I think a lot of that all kind of intermingles here. Mm-hmm. You know, we have, you know, stories where it's something positive, something good, something that's there to watch out. And if that's that presence is being called at that point in time, that's what it's being called. But I think it could be really anything of, you know, a positive over, you know, overlooking presence that's there for good.
And it's not to say that it wasn't.
No.
But you never know. And I just think whatever is kind of following her around seems to be a good thing.
Mm-hmm. It does. And it's interesting. Sometimes we have the stories of things that are following people around, and they're kind of disturbed by them and kind of freaked out at first. But then it's like, wait a second, these things shouldn't be going on, but they are. But they're obviously not bad. Mm-hmm. So maybe there's not such a reason to be scared
right.
of them. But I can see why, you know, you could be at first. It's things fairly out of the ordinary. Thanks for sharing that experience with us. Hey, are you hiring? Posting your position on job sites and waiting. And waiting for the right people to see it. That's how it can be. That's how it used to be anyway. Until ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter knew there was a smarter way, so they built a platform that finds the right job candidates for you. ZipRecruiter learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply for your job. These invitations have revolutionized how you find the next hire. In fact, 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter, post a job, get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. They even spotlight the strongest applicants you receive, so you never miss a great match. Candidates are out there. ZipRecruiter will help you find them. No more excuses of, oh, I just can't find the right people. No, you just haven't used ZipRecruiter is really what you're saying. Businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. Right now, you guys can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, absolutely free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/ghost. 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 ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. It's like the only way to hire, really. Check it out. ZipRecruiter.com/ghost. 855-853-4802 is our number here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hi, Tony and Jenny. My name is Jenna. I'm from Minnesota. I've been listening to the show a lot lately and thought I would call in with my own story, more of my mother's story than mine, but about strange things that happened in the house that I grew up in. So my parents bought our house that we grew up in Minnesota here in the early 90s. They know that the man and the wife that lived there before, the husband had died, but we don't know how long ago that happened when they bought the house. But anyway, so we kind of know a backstory that someone has died in this house. But the first thing that happened was after they had my brother and my sister, they had put the kids to bed for a nap one night, and not night, during the day. But my mom went to go and check on the kids while they were sleeping, and the light was on in the room. And when she had put them to bed, the light, I mean, obviously she turned the light off so they could take a nap. And the kids were, I think she said, like one and less than a year old. They're not too far apart in age, so they couldn't have crawled out of their crib or anything and turned the light on. They were fast asleep. So my mom asked my dad why that had happened, why he turned on the lights, and he said he didn't do it. So she was really confused as to how that happened. There's not really a way to explain that. And then the next thing that was kind of strange was that my mom hosted daycare, and after all of the kids were during their nap, they were all asleep, and there was one of the older girls that she was sitting with, and she looks at my mom and she asks her, why are the bathroom faucets on? My mom kind of like listens and hears the water running in the bathroom. And she's like, I don't know, I'll go look. And she goes into the bathroom and both of them are like turned all of the way on. And she goes to check on all of the kids that she does daycare for, and they're all asleep. No one's awake except for her and the girl that told her about it. So she thought that was really weird too. Our house isn't very big. You know, if one of the kids got up and went to the bathroom, we would have heard it. Anyways, another thing about the house is that all of those strange things kind of happened in this one hallway that connects the majority of the main floor together. We did have a dog at the time we were growing up, and she would never lay in the hallway. She would only, like, she would avoid it as much as possible. And she would look into it from, like, the top of the stairs that we had leading up to, like, our bedroom attic. Or she would look in from one of the living rooms or the kitchen. But she would never go in there, and she always was kind of looking into there like she was skeptical of something. Anyways, so after my mom and dad, they got a divorce, and my mom was staying at the house by herself with us kids, my mom said she woke up multiple times in the night and could feel someone either sitting at the edge of her bed, or she said there were times where she felt like someone was standing over her. She never saw anything, but she also said that she sleeps with her door open in this hallway that I was speaking about earlier that connects to her bedroom. And she said that she could sometimes, like, she wakes up feeling like as if someone just walked past her room from that hallway. So that was something else strange. And she started dating my stepdad, and earlier in their relationship, he stayed over one night, and I tried to ask them about this whole situation, and he only vaguely remembers it. But at some point, he felt like he was tapped on the shoulder in the middle of the night, and something told him to, like, go into the living room because he was being too loud or something. He snores really loud. But that was just something I've known about forever. But when I asked him about it, he says he doesn't know or doesn't remember a whole lot else besides just he felt like something tapped him on the shoulder and was like, go into the living room. So he went and slept in the living room. That's something he does a lot now. Another thing that happened was when my brother and sister were a little bit older, they were still sharing the bedroom. And one morning, my brother told my mom that he had seen an old woman in his room that night. And then it turns out that my sister said that she also saw the same thing. And again, I asked them about this recently, and my brother said, well, I don't know, I think I saw something, but I immediately buried my head under the covers. But they did say that they saw an older woman in the room at some point, which there would never have been that happen. The only people living in the house is my mom. Also, another time when my mom and my stepdad were in the house, they woke up in the middle of the night because they heard a huge slam. And my mom was freaked out, and she thought someone was trying to break in. So she goes and kind of searches the house. All the kids are asleep. Like, nothing happened. She couldn't find anything that went wrong. But the next day, she gets up to take a shower to go to work and realizes that what that noise that she heard was all of the body washes and shampoos and soaps in our shower had fallen off of, like, one of those over the faucet hangers that people have in their bathrooms. They had fallen off of that, but that was still in place, like, on top of, or, like, of the spout of the shower. But all of the soap and stuff had fallen, but it was all in the middle of the tub, which was just, I just don't know how that would happen. All of that stuff would fall off, but the thing that they were sitting on was still intact. So that just doesn't make sense to me. And when I was a little bit older, when I came home from school one day, I heard a big slam out of nowhere, and I kind of got up and looked throughout the house, and I didn't really see anything, but I saw a big whiteboard that we had in our kitchen had fallen over for no reason. I put it right back up because the nails hadn't fallen off or anything, so I don't know, things have kind of fallen over for no reason. My parents also said that we used to have a big stereo that would turn on and off just incessantly. There was no rhyme or reason to it, but it would always turn on and off. The last thing really that would happen, something that I can attest to, is that when my sister used to, when she was a little bit older, she had lived in the upstairs bedroom of her house, which was basically like the attic turned into a bedroom. But I mean, it's kind of an old house. It's kind of creaky. When she would walk around up there, especially late at night, I could hear, and then, you know, the house was quiet, and I could hear her kind of walking around, staying up late, doing whatever in high school. But after she left for college, I still heard those footsteps, like, very frequently. Just sounded like the same old thing, just her around there walking upstairs, but she wasn't home. I was asking my parents about this, and they said that they haven't had really anything crazy happen in a while, except for a few weeks ago. My mom's very anal about locking all of the doors before she goes to bed. She's a super paranoid woman. So a few weeks ago, my stepdad went into the living room because he sleeps there sometimes in the middle of the night, and he sees that the front door to our house in the living room, there's like a big wooden door and there's also a screen door, are both just sitting wide open, which is really weird. I mean, they didn't hear anything and they didn't hear anyone come in, and if they would have, my dog would have started barking and woken up the whole house because that's what she does. So no one broke in or anything, but the doors are just wide open, which is unexplainable because there is no way that the doors weren't locked before I went to bed. So my house was definitely haunted, and I think it's super interesting, and I haven't had anything weird happen to me since, but definitely some weird stuff was going on in that house. So thanks for listening, guys. Hope to become an EPP soon because I really do love the show. Keep up the good work.
I think it's safe to say there's probably more than one thing going on in her house with just the amount of activity.
Sure.
And the way it seemed to try and seek attention a variety of different ways. Mm-hmm. I think there's probably more than one spirit there.
Yeah, I think it's like people. People have different ways of trying to get attention.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you have one thing that does different things, but I think when it gets to be kind of that tricky, that confusing almost, you end up having different entities all, you know, there. And it makes you start to wonder, like, do they interact with each other? Are they able to do that? Or are they or do ghosts see ghosts?
I bet you they're aware of each other's presence. At least mm-hmm. in some of the stories we've had, they are like, they'll almost allude to one of the presences being more of the alpha presence mm-hmm. that kind of controls everybody.
Sure. They're like cats, mm-hmm. essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that story with us. 855-853-4802 is our number. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Laura, and my husband and I love y'all's podcast, and we just are so into it. We listen to it on drives, you know, here at home. Just completely love it. We're definitely digging it. So I'm from South Texas, and I'm going to try to keep this a little short, you know, and sweet, not go on and on like I can. I'm a little nervous. All right, so I'm definitely sensitive and have extra abilities. Definitely a paranormal magnet, and I have a lot of stories. I'm going to tell you one that happened in a house that my parents were renting a few years back. So I was living in California at the time, and I decided to move back home for a while, and I stayed with my parents. Either way, sorry, a little nervous. So I moved back, and the house that they were renting was just so weird. It just felt off. Sometimes it would just feel really heavy and just very uncomfortable. And before I even moved back, my mother would tell me some stories that she was experiencing in that house. She would say that, you know, things would be moved, and when she would be alone, she would hear a noise in the other room, you know, but she would just try to ignore it. Either way, so I moved, and I immediately just knew there was something up with that house. So first thing that happened to me, I was in the shower and I was alone, and I definitely felt that something was in the shower with me, like in the bathroom. And I would just, you know, I knew nobody was home. I knew nobody was going to be in the bathroom with me, but I continued to, you know, peek my head out the shower curtain, you know, and just check it out, but there's nobody there. And so there was that. What really got me was this thing would like to mimic my mother's voice. And what got me the most to this day, when I think about it, it just shakes me to my core, is when I heard it call my name in my own voice. And I can just even hear it right now in my head. It's just, just so creepy. So when this happened, I got in late from hanging out with friends. I just decided to just pass out in the living room. Everybody was asleep. I'm laying down. My dog comes up on the sofa with me, and he starts growling down the hallway. And my dog doesn't growl. He's very sweet, and he's kind of a jerk, but he's sweet. So either way, he starts growling. I'm just kind of like, shh. And he starts growling louder. So then I sit up and I'm looking down the hallway, because I have a feeling just down the hallway. And being sensitive, I didn't want to open myself up, you know, in my parents' house, because then I just knew I would be completely uncomfortable and I had to live there for a little while until I moved out. So either way, so I'm looking down the hallway and I see nothing. I'm just listening. My heart started to just pump like crazy. My dog is getting antsy and still growling. So, you know, I just got him, laid back down, just covered myself up, and was just kind of trying to ignore the feeling and passed out. You know, a few minutes passed, and then I started hearing, you know, a psst, psst. I'm like, what is that noise? Everybody's asleep. So I, you know, peek over from the sofa, and I can see down the hallway. There's nothing there. I know everybody's asleep. I'm getting that really heavy feeling again that I was going to be attacked by something. So I was starting to get really scared, you know, but I just kind of try to keep my shit together. So then I'm just listening. And that's when I heard my voice, you know, saying, Laura, Laura. And I thought it was my mom. So I kind of just peeked over again, and I can see, you know, that there was no lights on. All the doors are closed, so everybody was asleep. And that's when I was just like, okay. And I remember I just stood up and said, like, shut up, leave me alone. And I didn't hear anything the rest of the night. And I told my parents what happened. The next day, my mom was like, I'm telling you, stuff happens in this house and we don't know why, but we just choose to ignore it. So there's that. And there was a time where my sister and I both heard my mom's voice, you know, calling for her. And the way we heard it was in a tone that my mom, you know, usually would use, you know, to call my sister. It was kind of like, Christy, Christy, that's my sister's name. I know it sounds funny, but so about that, I'm in the dining room. My sister's in the living room, and I remember she was just so frustrated. All she wanted to do was just sit down and just stuff her face with ice cream. And I'm just kind of laughing at her, you know, because she just gets frustrated easily, either way. So then I'm on a laptop, minding my own business, and then that's when we both heard it, my mom's voice calling out for my sister. So my sister, you know, she's the nice one, and she's like, okay, I'm coming. And I'm just kind of like, that's why I have selective hearing, kind of choose to ignore her. You know, yeah, I'm kind of a jerk daughter, either way. All right, so then my sister goes, you know, to my parents' room, and I couldn't just hear them faintly talking. Then my sister, you know, yells for me, and she's like, Laura, come over here. So I go over there, and then she's like, did you not hear, you know, mom call my name? And I'm like, yeah, I heard you. My parents both looked at each other. And they looked at us, and my mom was like, I'm telling you, we hear stuff in the house. It's really freaky. You know, that we just, my sister and I just looked at each other, and we got chills, and we're like, okay, you know, all right, well, go back to our business. My sister and I were just creeped out the rest of the night. A lot of stuff would happen in that house. Just mainly what it was this thing like to move doorknobs, especially if you were in the bedroom. That happened to my brother a lot, to the point where my brother actually came to sleep with me because he was uncomfortable in his room. He was saying that he would hear a knock and that his doorknob would jiggle, so he would open the door and there's nobody there. That happened. There would be times where I would be taking a nap, and then suddenly I would hear this loud voice just yell, wake up! So loud, and I would wake up, and I'm here thinking, did I just hear that? Was I dreaming? Because that sounded like it was just in my face. And my sister was experiencing the same thing. She would have weird dreams, you know, every other night of seeing a shadow figure in the house. There was times that we would see shadows, you know, out of the corner of our eyes. That house was just crazy. And like I said, being sensitive, I didn't want to completely open myself up and know exactly what was there, because then I just would have to live with it until I moved out. And, you know, so I just kind of, you know, try to just hold myself together until I left. So then there's that. And man, I just dreaded that house. Like, I would go out with friends and I would just be thinking, okay, if I leave, you know, at this time, I'll get home, and my dad will surely be awake, and I can at least have him awake in the house and just be like, you know, okay, good night, Dad, and go to sleep. You know, but then, you know, so now it's like last call, and I'm like, damn it, I have to get home, and it's late. And I would just pull up the driveway, and I would just look at the house like, I do not want to go in there, just dreading walking in. Every time I went to the front door to unlock it, it just felt that, it just felt like something would just rush up on me, you know, just so aggressive. And it happened almost every night that I would come in late. So that's why I just hated, you know, going out and coming in late, but I just continued on either way. So all that happened in that house, there's definitely a lot more that happened in the house, like, would just go on and on talking about it. But that's my story that happened in a house that my parents were renting out in South Texas. After I left, they moved out shortly after. And for that reason, because my mom just couldn't stand what was happening. And she said it actually got worse when I left. She was saying that they would hear a whole lot more voices. You know, things would definitely be moved, and she can tell. Like, she would leave, you know, like a dish out somewhere, and then it will be moved to a completely different counter when she knew she left it, you know, like by the microwave or whatnot. You know, my sister, like, again, you know, she would just continue to have weird dreams and see these shadows, and it's just a crazy, crazy house. And either way, before I go on and on, that's one of my stories. I definitely have a lot more. And when I moved out of my parents' house, I actually ended up going to Japan, and what was supposed to be just a few months has ended up being an almost a 2-year thing in Japan. And definitely some things happened when I was there, and I will never forget that. I will definitely call back another time and tell you that. So, yeah, that's my story, and thanks for listening. And thank you guys for the podcast. Like I said, my husband and I really love it. And I just want to let you know, I want to know what you think, you know, about shadow figures. I know there's not a lot of, you know, info out there on shadow figures, and, you know, they're just sketchy, but I really don't like them. I pick up a lot on them, and they just, honestly, they just scare the shit out of me. So, either way, see, I'm going on. So that's my story, and you guys take care, and I will give you another message soon. All right, thanks, guys. Bye.
You know, sometimes when you hear voices in a house, it can be residual, but I think this was definitely a conscious entity because it seemed to kind of almost mock her in the way it was, like, using her voice to say her name to her.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it seemed kind of malicious, but not demonic, but just kind of an asshole presence.
I was going to say, how do you know how dark it is or how bad it is? Because people can be like that too.
Uh-huh.
In life, as far as mocking and stuff goes. So I would think that it's a human, or was a human ghost, or a human once and is now a ghost, it could still have that sort of outlook.
Sure.
Wouldn't you? I mean,
I would think so. Yeah. It's sometimes hard when you've got a really bad person that turns into a really bad ghost.
Yeah. Than to tell what it is. Mm-hmm. If you don't know who it is. Thanks for the call. 855-853-4802 is our number. Hi.
Hi. I was calling in to tell you a story that was really neat that happened to me and my best friend. I lived in this apartment, and we were watching a movie in the middle of the day, probably about noon. And for some reason, we were watching it on my laptop. And she was on one couch, I was on the other. And in the middle of this movie, we started talking about all of our friends that had passed from different things, you know, unnatural causes, and just how much we miss them. And as we were talking, all of a sudden the laptop just shut off. And all of a sudden my friend, who is very... she's just not emotional to where I am more of an emotional person. She just started sobbing, like unconditional. I'm just uncontrollable. And at the same time, I looked up and saw all of these golden orbs, like swarming around, you know, at least 30 to 40 of them just swarming all over. And I thought to myself, am I seeing things? Am I crazy? So I thought, well, maybe my eyes are, you know, doing something weird. I don't know. So I thought, well, if I look other places around the room and it follows me, then it must be my eyes. Well, when I turned and looked at the other part of the house, it wasn't there. And when I turned back, there it was in between us, you know, right in the middle. And the weird thing is that not only was she crying, just sobbing, but she almost seemed like she was in a whole nother place. Like I was looking at her, but I don't know how to really explain it other than she just seemed so far off to me. And, you know, I kept asking her, do you see it? Do you see it? And she, you know, she couldn't see anything. And it was just really kind of an awesome, crazy experience. I don't know exactly This house had a lot of different things in it. I have lots of stories about this house. This one wasn't spooky. This one was just really, I don't know, I just felt like, I don't know, almost like all of our loved ones were visiting us. However, I kind of wonder about this particular house and whether there was a vortex of some kind because of all the weird phenomenon that happened outside and the fact that where this house was a lot of Indian land and a lot of gold rush. This was in California where all the gold rush happened. Because I had taken some pictures outside. This was so long ago that it was actually, you know, film you developed. And after I had moved out, I found this roll of film and I developed it. And unfortunately, it was black and white, but I could still see, this was probably over 100 orbs, just swarming around the whole house. So I'm not quite sure. I just know that I was granted the privilege of seeing some really cool things. So that's my story. I love listening to you on my way to work. Thank you, guys. Hopefully you guys play it. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
I could see that being kind of overwhelming emotionally when you have that many orbs that show up at once, mm-hmm. because they all give off a little bit of energy, and that many is going to give off a lot of energy.
I agree.
And, you know, I doubt that between the two of them, they've had hundreds of people they know past, maybe not, mm-hmm. but just that many orbs, it's kind of interesting because they had just been talking about people they'd lost.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes you wonder why that many orbs were there.
Is each orb one individual person, or can like one person be made up of multiple orbs?
I don't know.
You know, is it just like kind of just the energy itself manifesting and like, oh, this is their arm over there and that's their other arm, and it's like four orbs that, or 20 orbs that make that up?
I just don't know. I've always kind of thought of them as one orb per soul, but mm-hmm. you know, I could see a bunch of little orbs making up one entity.
Yeah, I wonder about that. 855-853-4802, our number. Hi.
Hi there. So my name's Kira. I was listening to your Return to Terror episode. I don't have a story, but I was listening to your whole discussion on like the spouses believing their spouse that they've been haunted. And I thought it was funny because my husband and I, when we moved in together and got married, we have an agreement that we still agree on, that if we move into a house and we find that it's haunted and we're both, like either one of us is scared, that no questions asked, we will, you know, break our lease, move out, take out a loan if we need to, and to get out of the situation, no questions asked, like, not doubting the other one. And I'm really into horror movies and ghost stories. My husband gets more scared, but I thought that was really interesting, and maybe we're out of the ordinary because we have a predetermined plan. But maybe that's something to consider before someone gets into a relationship, I guess, what your stance is on ghosts. All right, well, love your podcast. Thanks.
I think you should know what your significant other's thoughts are on the paranormal before you really commit, because that could be that could be a deal breaker if you do happen to move into a haunted house and mm-hmm. you want to handle it one way and they're like, this isn't affecting me, you're nuts, we're not doing this.
Just the understanding of if the other person even believes in it,
yeah,
or not, you know, that in itself, I mean, that could make someone you know, who doesn't believe in it. If the other one does, they could be like, oh my God, they're crazy, mm-hmm. or something like that. And that could just create a lot of strife right there. I mean, I think it's one of those things where it's kind of like, it's good to be on the same page. Certainly it can work if one does and one doesn't. That, sure. that happens. But it's just kind of one of those things where, you know, it may not seem super significant, but obviously, you know, from doing the show for a while, it can turn into a significant event in someone's life should something happen. And to both kind of be on the same wavelength of like understanding or belief on the topic, I think makes a pretty big difference.
And I'm not in any way saying you can't make it work. It's
sure.
just kudos to them for having an agreement. Maybe that's what I would suggest, is have yeah. some sort of understanding that if one of you is really sensitive, that you need to listen to that one.
Yeah, and it's not even that, like, you both have to be the same sensitivity.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, okay, I get it. You know, pick up on this better than I do. Okay, it is what it is.
Right.
And you just kind of, you know, it's like somebody has better eyesight than the other. That's just, It is what it is.
You see a train coming, I'm blind as a bat.
Tell me.
I'm going to go with what you say.
Exactly. And I think it's the same with this sort of stuff, too. Thank you for calling in and sharing that. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. That wraps up today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. Into that free ebook weekend, get a free copy of our ebook, or it's our regular book. You just get the electronic copy of it. Real Ghost Stories, Haunting Encounters Told by Real People, when you sign up for or renew a yearly membership to the EPP programs at ghostpodcast.com. So when you do that, email me, Tony, T-O-N-Y, at realghoststoriesonline.com. Let me know you did it, and I will send you back a reply with a copy of the electronic version of the book, a PDF of it, so as a thank you. So check that out this weekend, starting right now. Until next time, for Jenny Brewski, I'm Tony Brewski. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.